And finally, it's time for our Gene of the Month. If you ask most people what they think of when they hear the words Sonic Hedgehog, they'll probably describe a spiky blue video game character. But ask a biologist and they might at least pause for a moment, because as well as being the main protagonist of the 90s Sega games, Sonic Hedgehog is also an important gene found in mammals, along with the similar genes Desert Hedgehog and Indian Hedgehog, both of which were discovered before their rather showbiz counterpart and are named after real species of hedgehogs rather than cartoons. But why hedgehogs at all? Well, like so many genes with wacky names that we'll cover in this series, the original hedgehog gene was first found in tiny fruit flies called Drosophila melanogaster. Healthy fly embryos are torpedo-shaped, with neat rows of spiky scales called denticles. But fly embryos with a faulty version of the hedgehog gene are short, dumpy and rounded, and completely covered in denticles, much like the spikes that cover a real hedgehog. In fruit flies, hedgehog is responsible for defining the front from the back of the individual segments that make up a fly embryo, and it's also involved in helping flies to grow wings and make other organs. Now, although mammals like humans don't have wings or make embryos in the same way, the mammalian versions of hedgehog, that's Sonic, Desert and Indian, are all involved in helping to shape an animal as it grows in the womb. For example, Sonic Hedgehog sets up the front-to-back pattern in something called the neural tube. This is the precursor of our brain and spinal cord, and it also helps to form our fingers and toes. So despite the comical name, which is, I guess, probably the closest thing that passed for cool in the scientific world of the 90s, Sonic Hedgehog and the rest of his genetic family are vitally important. That's all for now. I'll be back again next month with a look at the world of top models. Not the skinny clothes horses, but the model organisms that scientists around the globe rely on to carry out vital research into genes and human health. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page, that's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or by tweeting @NakedGenetics. Don't forget that every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available via iTunes or online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast has been brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.